Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the ultra exclusive Monday only podcast. It's with me, Seth, Lummy, Anna, Rhett, Macho. Gone is Dan and Jay and whoever else.
I sniffed out her bullshit.
Shut up. I've been requesting it for months.
All right. So just everybody shut up for a second and let me get the proper, get my podcasting sea legs underneath me with the humanity that I'm dealing with at this particular point. Seth walks in and says, can we get the Get Fresh crew to build a window in here? And that, it was a fucking hard no.
Oh.
If you knew anything about my illustrious broadcasting career, is that I try to keep it as dark and window-free as possible.
He's allergic to nature. Even the sight of it makes him sick.
Although I do have a darker complexion and go outside more than Seth, my inside, you know, studio configuration is always no windows.
Very dungeon-like.
Very sex dungeon, you know, like. Very under, like an underground speakeasy, almost, if you will.
Yeah, I haven't been to any sex dungeons or speakeasies. I just feel like this could, use a maybe just a window that kind of opens up on a 60-degree day like today where we could get a nice breeze in
here.
Yeah,
but that breeze will bring the pollen in here.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have a pollen.
Now make you sneezy.
Or you could just literally...
I'm complaining about that.
I'm already fucked up. It doesn't matter.
He's fucked up.
It doesn't. I mean, the pollen...
We're all fucked up.
The pollen's inside, man. The pollen... came into my house yesterday. It's around. I'm totally fucked up inside my house. There's no safe place to run and hide. So just throw it in my face. I'm ready for it.
I'm so lucky. And I don't know if Lummy, like I have
that
no.
You're not a weak bitch with allergies?
No, yeah, I don't have allergies.
That's what he was going to say.
Yeah, well,
I didn't say that.
I didn't say weak bitch. I was going to say I just don't seem to have any outside allergies that seem, whereas some people, including my mother, have like Seth-like allergies where that they're very sensitive to pollen and things like that, where it becomes like, you know, like it's really like not just Seth.
Fucks your day up, man.
It what are some of the symptoms? Like if you've been over-pollinated, what are some of the symptoms?
Your eyes.
Sneezing.
Yeah, your eyes.
Watery eyes.
Won't stop. Yeah, well, yeah. There you go.
Anna, let him answer the fucking question.
I thought that was obvious. Jesus. Fucking, have you seen anyone with allergies before?
I'm talking to the guy that's suffering from it, and you're trying to fucking answer.
Sorry.
Back it down a bitch.
A bitch?
Or whatever.
Yeah, back it down a bitch. Bitch.
Seth, is it...
I'm sorry.
Sneezy eyes, sneezy, you know...
Sneezy congestion, just like Anna mentioned, and then you've got my eyes are just itching. They won't stop itching. Like, every stoplight I go to, I'm putting more and more eye drops in right now.
Do you have the good eye drops, or do you have the generic jobbers? Because the good ones are the gel.
Let me check it out. I'm not sure. I've never been in eye...
J-E-L. It's just called gel, and they're self-lubricating. They're the best.
I've never been an eye drop man before.
Yeah, but see, not all eye drops are created equal. I could give you my bottle of gel.
You're an eye drop guy?
No, yes.
Oh, no, this is called Refresh Tears.
Those aren't bad.
Oh, it's not okay?
Those are pretty good. Those are pretty good. Yes,
and you know what? There is something though that Anna did mention the physical effects of allergies, but there's also the mental aspect where you do feel like a weak bitch. Unlike everybody else, I can just go and play outside during this time of year. Like Lummy and his son just went to go play around in pollen this weekend.
Right.
They're prancing around, just rubbing in my fucking
prancing
face.
In pollen.
Walker was throwing it up in the air, and we were bathing in it.
And
it
you,
nice.
Meanwhile, are inside, you know, like boiling a bubble kind of shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? I can't go anywhere. I can't go inside. I can't go outside. It's all fucked.
Okay, yeah, today is a fucked day.
It is a fucked day.
I have been so, like, I've already put the merch crick on notice. When I get home, I'm eating, and I'm going to bed.
For real?
Well, I mean, I'm going to eat probably around noon. And then I'm...
12 to 4.
And then she's got this massage gun. We got... Tara got me one of those massage guns.
Yeah, it's called a Theragun.
So you said a massage guy.
Wish I had one of those guys. I wish I made so much money that I had this a masseuse just, you know, after every... Can you imagine if you if we had so much money that you literally went home every day and there was a masseuse waiting for you and gave you an hour long, like one of those spa... Not like, what were they, jack you off or nothing like that? Just a,
no, like a legit massage.
Like a legitimate deep tissue or however deep you want it. Oh,
didn't
my
God. Didn't you have one when we were rolling hard and... Doing two shows,
yes,
her come three times a week or four times?
No, it was twice. Okay. It was.
You had body maintenance when you were doing two shows a week.
I did. Her name was Terry, and she was a lesbian. And
you need
she,
those robust forearms.
Yes, she was the best, you and she mean? Would give. She'd come to my house in Tierra Verde, and she'd give Heather one, like at 3, and then I'd get mine at 4, and then while I was getting mine. Heather was cooking dinner, if you know. For, so then dinner would be ready.
Did you get wood though? Even though she was a lesbian?
No, no wood.
Oh, I
no.
get I get wood all the time, even if it's a dude.
It moved.
Just. Now, do you, when you get wood, do you hunch up a little bit and offer it to him?
No, I only. It's a long, long story that
well, really I'm very intrigued.
It's a long story that I don't want to tell today. But my first ever massage kind of happened on the radio when I worked at 97X. It was this guy named Mario,
right?
And we had him come in and give me and Drew a massage while our traffic lady read 50 Shades of Grey just to see if we would get, you know, like aroused and all that stuff. And, you know, Mario, like, I had never had a massage, so when he touched me, it was like all the weed particles and like everything in my body over the last like
exploded.
Yeah, and I was like, holy shit.
So it was like sensory overload. Regardless of who that hand's hooked up to, you were gonna
hands
get a you were gonna get a bone.
Oh, big time. So then
you had
like,
all this pent up, you know, non released massage.
Free radicals.
Yeah. So he touched you and your whole sensory overload of all the THC and all this shit just exploded.
Yeah, so it just exploded. So I was all fucking stoned after that. So then I invited...
Were you hard as hell, too? I mean, were you hard, bud?
I mean, I don't know if...
Were you soft?
I mean, maybe my penis was intrigued, I think we could say. Maybe that's, you know, 10%, 15%.
Did it come out for a look-see?
Well,
what's going on around
here? Did it move
here?
Like George Costanza?
Listen... There was a part two, so because I was comfortable with them, I was like, "All right, let me set up a full on massage."
Right,
with this guy.
Like you know, one at his establishment.
Well,
right?
He didn't. He was more of a traveling guy.
Oh, okay.
So I had to come over to our fucking house one night, and Phoebe had to leave while he fucking rubbed me in our living room.
So your wife is like,
Phoebe
wasn't
laughing.
Honey, hold on. Honey, you're going to tell me that I got to go to Target for an hour while you get rubbed down by a man
but
in the living room?
Sucked up! Sorry.
God, I used to have expendable income, Bubba. Fucking crazy as that.
You were dropping hundos on fucking massages, man.
I told Mario, just said, go to town, Mario. Don't even fucking worry about the clock,
yeah,
man. I'll take
man.
Care of
if
it.
It's an, if it's an hour, if we go 30 minutes over, I got to fuck. You had that 97X cash back then.
I did, but then I had to cut Mario off because he kept asking me for next big thing tickets, and I just couldn't have that. That was crossing business and pleasure.
You
so.
Know what my massage girl would do? You know what my massage girl would do? She, and it's brilliant, she had all these... Really, like, I think she was Tom Bean and Regina's, like, massage girl.
So she always smelled like Domino's?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tookie.
Yeah, no shit.
A tookie on a podcast?
Yeah.
That's a first,
yeah,
I think.
I mean, I can't, if I could get my cursor
well, she
going.
She was good at needing dough, so. Morning Zoo. Seems like the next logical step. Morning
Zoo. On Z100. Don't once you get Tookie, don't double down on
why
the Tookie.
Why not? Yeah,
no.
It's like double jeopardy. You can't charge people the same price twice.
Anna's just trying to go home early.
Yes. She is.
Just make you angry. Walk off. 10:32.
Speaking of going home early, that's not what happened when she came and saw my sister.
Uh-oh.
Sick burn.
Wait. Wait, is this because of the brunch?
Yeah, I fucked Tara.
Yeah, hold
whoa,
on.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
So Tara,
ease me into
so,
the so, ease me in, fellas.
We're at dinner last night. Well, yesterday afternoon for my mom's birthday. Okay, And so I've been in Gainesville and Ocala all weekend long. Didn't
just
get into
jobbed out.
And just jobbed the fuck out, beat down.
I heard you yelling at them this morning. Oh, I don't know what they do to you.
Beat down.
Not enough.
Just beat the fuck down. And then I'm like, you know, Tara already, they were supposed to have the dinner at 4, and she already made a concession to move it to 2. But, you know, eating at 2 at a fancy restaurant means you're really only eating about 3:15 by the time the appetizers.
The schmoozing.
And all the schmoozing and all the bullshit. And so, and then that completely throwed me off, got me, you know, because I literally need 3 hours of an empty, I have to eat. Like, I can't take my medication unless I've not eaten for 3 hours or it won't work.
It'll slow it down, right?
Well, yeah, it just won't work. Well, I mean, it won't work as bad. Then you start
taking more.
Then you double down on your meds.
Stacking.
And then you're absolutely fucking, now you're on borderline probably death's doorstep.
And you end up on the news, TMZ.
Yeah,
the
next thing you know, Bubba John candied himself or some bullshit,
oh,
you know?
Shit.
Eric Frawley'd himself. What was the guy's name? Chris Frawley.
Chris Farley.
Yeah,
Chris Farley.
I'm the next Chris Farley ready to happen.
Don't say that.
Here's the bad thing about it is I don't abuse any drugs, but I do have several in my system. And so
you don't abuse.
Yeah, right. I mean, I use and I'm prescribed, okay? I'm
for
prescribed.
Some stuff,
you're
yeah.
street legal, baby.
No, I am prescribed for everything. I have my medical marijuana card. And I have.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
I asked you if you had it a while ago because mine was expired, and you told me that you don't have it. To fuck off.
Well, we did that on purpose. Maybe
yeah, so that you don't. He doesn't have to get you shit.
Because as soon as you know I got
mooch.
It, you're just gonna fucking just be.
Well,
digging
my shit's
me.
Expired again. It costs $250 to renew. Can I get a little?
Exactly.
Can you stop by for me?
Just tell me what you need.
I need an Afghan Moon True Pod, big boy.
Afghan Moon True Pod.
It's an indica.
I've already. Have we not been through this drill before? Where I used to go to the dispensary for you.
Yeah, last time, and then we went together one time, and you were like, you were bitching about it and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like doing it.
Well,
so anyway,
okay,
so,
thank you.
If I was to die, my autopsy would look, you know, first of all, you know, I don't have any cocaine in me. You would not find any remnants of cocaine. You would not find any remnants of, like, what's the degenerate shit? Like, cocaine is, like...
That's not the most degenerate shit.
Opioids?
Like, crack.
Yeah, you're probably looking at, like, fentanyl, but that's usually a mistake.
I don't have any fentanyl in me.
Heroin?
It's usually
I don't have any heroin
in me. Meth.
I don't have any cocaine in
alcohol.
Me.
Alcohol.
I don't have any meth in me. I don't have any alcohol. None. Zero alcohol.
It's always alcohol, too, so...
It's alcohol that
honestly,
kicks out other shit.
Yes. I honestly believe this truly and completely, that if you... were at all involved with alcohol, that you would probably would have been dead about 15 years ago.
You know what?
But you don't fuck with alcohol, and that's where people go wrong, is they mix alcohol with something else, and then they die.
Here's the other thing. I agree with you in the fact that had I been the normal, you know, guy...
Just like a normal dude that drinks occasionally,
yeah.
I think you probably would have
been
kicked the can.
Would have been
dead
by
accident.
And I also think it's also one of the reasons why... I've stayed somewhat young looking because it really wrecks
and
havoc.
And you don't smoke ciggies.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
You don't like people around you that smoke cigarettes.
I judge people who smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, for the longest time you thought Rhett smoked cigarettes.
He did.
You still do.
You did, Bubba?
Yeah,
he still does.
He swore I chain smoked.
Why? Because he would run out during the break and get high and you thought it was a cig?
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, you smoke cigarettes for a while, didn't you?
Only when I worked in catering. I used to bum them off of people because I noticed people who smoke cigarettes at work get 10 extra breaks.
Yeah. So anyway, my autopsy would look bad on paper, but I'm not, it would look far more degenerate than it really was. If
they
I was
have
do,
a prescription for
yeah, they'd be like, you know,
stuff.
You got, I mean, seriously, if
all
I was, if I was to write down everything that I'm on under a doctor's care, they would be like, holy shit. I mean, that'd be a big news story.
Bubba, right. If I fall over dead right now, they're finding Lexapro, they're finding Wellbutrin, they're finding THC, they're finding Xanax, they're finding nausea medication, they're finding Tylenol. I mean, who the fuck knows what else is in there? That's just from this morning, man. I've been up 2 hours.
Bubba, do you think at your funeral, like past people would come?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
past crew members, maybe Hootie, Hogan.
You think
no, Hogan's show.
There's no way he would show up.
But he's a Christian, though.
Without a talent fee.
So?
Talent fee.
Hogan will take $10,000 to talk.
If Hogan was truly a Christian, he'd be forgiving me now, not when I die. So, it, you know, so listen, let me, Hogan, let me just get this message to you.
You call him a fake Christian,
why don't you be a real Christian and forgive me now while we got some time together?
You're calling him a jobber Christian?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Real Christians forgive everybody for everything they've done to them.
Do they?
Then. Yeah, well, you're supposed to. I mean, you're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
Christian, I mean,
that doesn't mean you have to let them back in your life, though, right?
But I got an insight at Indian Rocks Baptist Church. You know, maybe we could, you and I can go there on a Sunday.
Get saved?
Yeah. I mean, I used to go to school there.
You can be born again, Bubba.
I am absolutely.
I heard you guys got snacks like crackers and stuff.
I am absolutely.
We do have a cafe.
Not interested in being saved. Or accepting the Lord Jesus Christ.
What if it gets Hogan back in your life?
Being washed of your sins.
No.
You lay a new foundation for yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. You know what? I'm going
to
lay
what
a new
What better way to tell Tampa Radio you're not the same old
what
Bubba?
What better way to tell Tampa Radio is when I beat the fucking monsters in the morning. and they're like, holy shit, this guy, man, the show has changed. It's not nearly as objectionable, and Bubba seems to be a little bit cooler of a dude, and they got a couple Jews on the show, and they got a dumb guy.
Jews are not in
Can
right now, by the way.
No.
Jews are not in right now.
No, Bubba the Love Sponge saved.
You are so wrong. Jews are in with corporate America.
Oh, that's true, because guess who's at the, guess who the CEOs are?
I'm not.
Jews!
Exactly.
You're right.
Jews, listen, don't tell me how to navigate my Israeli Jew ship. I mean, I fold you ahead. Fold you ahead. That's another good podcast too. Fold you ahead.
You saved us, Bubba.
I did.
You did.
So you don't.
I got a woman. I got a woman. Two Jews. A ginger. A bodybuilder. A white fat ass. And a dumb slow guy.
That's white.
And a doctor and a lawyer and a snowflaking doctor.
Or lawyer.
And another lawyer. I got a whole
bunch.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
He gets it all mixed up, but it works somehow.
What about former co-host or
25 would come. Colton would come. Although we're getting Colton back on. Like we're even getting him business cards. Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah, we're getting Colton brand ambassador.
He
business
wanted
cards.
Him too. He said it was a great
idea.
See,
you're the fucking odd guy out on this.
I'm fine with that. I want Colton to give Colton my business cards. Colton is
no,
the fucking man.
We want to give you some business cards.
Okay.
Or is it that you're not proud of us and you don't want to market us outside of the building?
What do you mean market? I'm wearing a Bubba Army gear right now.
No, I'm saying like
got
you
Bubba
know,
Army all in my social media bios. I take care of the Bubba Army on a regular basis.
I know, but what if you had an opportunity to have you met somebody out and about and you wanted to potentially have them on for a podcast or a show? You don't have anything to hand them.
Do you?
I'm getting a maid.
Okay.
I'm the one that fucking put the order in.
All right. I just didn't know if you... I kind of feel like people know where to find me.
Yeah, well, I also felt that I was bigger than the business card as well. But when you're dealing with... I'm now dealing with, like, the CEO of major corporations, and they have business cards. You know, the people of Fortune 500 businesses have business cards.
It ain't hard to remember your AOL email address. I'll tell you that right now. If a high-ranking corporate officer goes, Bubba, do you have a business card? I tell them your AOL address, boom, it'll stay with them forever.
No, then they'll fucking job me out.
Well, yeah. Verbally,
Bubba, my Bubba AOL account verbally is way worse than looking at it on a card.
Well, are you putting your new, do you have like a Bubba Army HQ?
I don't check it.
Yeah, but because it gets forwarded to your AOL.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah.
It all funnels to the same
place.
Yeah.
So let me, when we do my email, put, you know, my Bubba Army HQ one on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't job me out. NHRA.
Yeah, the NHRA job me out.
Well, I guess I wasn't really saying those others. I was saying more the ones that we know that hate you.
Why are you? That's not a very good topic.
Do you think they'll have a party when all of us are grieving?
Lummy's got his own topic today. What former co-host would come to Bubba's funeral?
Well, there's people in chat that were asking.
We
that.
Were talking about rat poison back here.
Yeah.
Why would we be talking about rat poison?
That's how they'll get me.
Because
for being a fat ass, for being a 280-pound fat ass, I got all the good numbers. I got good cholesterol. I don't drink. I'm on a little bit of prescription drugs that got me dialed in.
I mean, just imagine Merch Crick bringing you your food one morning. 30 minutes later, you start foaming at the mouth. That's how they get you.
That would get clicks.
I'd suck that phone, Bubba. Don't worry.
I know you would, buddy.
I'd do CPR on you instantly.
Seth loves this job. He really does. So anyway, Anna, listen.
Yeah.
Talking about...
the Tara thing?
Yeah. So
yeah,
I got
to hear about this.
We go to sit down for dinner, and I'm like, my mom goes, oh, my God, Fuitness. Because, you know, she calls me Fuitness.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God, Fuitness. You look just horrible.
You look like shit, baby doll.
And, like, I am just dead ass tired. I got my big boy polo on. You know, I'm dressed up a little
bit. Bubba Army polo?
Yeah, I'm a Bubba Army polo.
Fuck yeah, you do.
Of course I do. And I got my little black pants and my brand new.
Why is everything little?
You know, whatever. So I don't have basketball shorts and a fucking sprint car T-shirt.
I understand.
On, okay?
You're dressed up, dressed to the nines.
Well, for me, you
understood.
Know, moderately dressed up. And my mom goes, "Oh my God, Fuitness, you look so tired." I'm like, "Mom, I am fucking dragging ass and everything." And
where'd you guys go?
And I went through
Cooper's Hawk.
I went,
yeah,
Gainesville, Ocala. Gainesville, Ocala, I think is what I did.
I thought you meant for lunch, Seth.
Oh, yeah, we went to Cooper Hawk.
Okay.
What a fucking shakedown.
It is.
You didn't even pay for it.
I know, but it's just like, are people into wine that fucking much?
Gee, wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's all based around wine. You know, like, trying to
are people into racing that fucking much? I mean, yeah, people have their things.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, their food's all right.
Food's expensive.
Yeah, it's not like the
Jesus. I got to look
greatest.
At the prices, and Tara's like, "Would you stop?" I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me? This much money for some fucking fried fish?"
I think you got the least expensive, and it still was 20. Was what, $3?
Yeah, 23.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be more, honestly.
So, I asked Tara, "What'd you do this weekend?" She's like, "Oh, I went to a brunch with Anna," and I go,
and
Naba,
yeah,
nice ass, bad attitude,
yeah.
And she was like, and then they came to my house. So I'm like, oh, for real? And she's like, yeah. And then Anna got too drunk and passed out on the floor with blankets.
Come on.
And then
I wasn't just drunk, for the record.
And was so fucked up.
I was so fucked
and
up.
And so that at 9:30, we were thinking maybe they were going to go home, and they were ready for some pizza. So I ordered some pizza. And Anna ate the pizza, but I just didn't feel good about her driving home because she was absolutely, you know, fucking wrecked that she spent the night.
Can we talk about what you were wrecked? Was it mimosas or was it?
Well, supposedly,
I had three, maybe
they
four
went,
drinks.
Here, let me tell you. This is how the story is told, and you validate.
Sure.
Supposedly they went to TPC. Well, Tara and Tariq are members there. And like, I guess
pretty, is that the golf place?
Yeah,
okay.
And it's really kind of a fancy fucking
deal. Tell you
and,
how we got shirts.
And Tara says, "Well, you know, because Naba and Anna were our guests. The bartender we have, you know, we go up to dinner there a couple times a week. They like that's a kind of Tariq and Tara's hangout spot. So they were really serving them stiff." And really got Naba and Anna really fucked up.
Yeah.
So take it from there. So then you guys leave TPC and go back to Tara's house.
Yeah. And it was right. Funny because we went in and we were all quiet and, you know, like, oh, thank you so much. And then by the time we left, I didn't even notice there were other people in the room. Place is packed. Me and Naba were getting fucking rowdy. I'm running to the bathroom. Like, I got all this energy now. Yeah, I'm running around the place, looking around the golf court.
I think they're doing lines of cocaine in the bathroom.
No, coke. Those days are over for me. I'm too scared of fentanyl these days. Right. I would love to introduce coke back into my life, but I'm too afraid.
All right, good.
So anyways.
And it makes you far more or less of a degenerate. So, you know.
Okay. But yeah, it is really fun. It is the most fun drug.
No.
But all right. Anyways, we go back to her place.
It's Tara's place.
We go back to Tara's place.
What'd you think about her place, by the way?
Unreal.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Unfucking real.
Wait till she gets her pool in and shit.
Oh, I know. She's like, see that pool over there? We want one right here. They have a community pool, but she wants to do her own.
Right.
It's, fair enough. Bitch worked hard.
She's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
She's
a bad bitch. She's awesome.
She's one of the baddest bitches I know.
She fucking is, man.
She really is.
And she works hard. And
yeah, and she's got her husband trained.
Yeah.
All right. So You guys are partying. End up back at my sister's house. Pizza comes.
I didn't see the pizza come because I had a White Claw, maybe half of it. I was outside, and then all of a sudden, maybe some other stuff happened, whatever, and the cross-contamination for me, I was on the floor, on the carpet.
We talking like food? Hours. We talking like seafood and chicken cross-contamination or like drugs and alcohol?
Drugs, the latter. Okay. So,
yeah. Drugs and alcohol. She's partying.
Now did you plan, Anna? Because you're like, you normally like, you survey like the landscape very well. Like, did you feel like this was going to be an all-day brunch or
Seth, I brought pajamas. I mean, I knew what was going to happen.
Tara didn't.
No, I brought my own pajamas.
Tara wasn't familiar.
Yeah, Tara. I told her when I arrived to go, hey, just letting you know I brought pajamas.
Right.
Because I'm expecting to not be able to drive in a few hours.
Yeah. So, continue it on, please.
So, I'm in and out of consciousness for maybe 3 to 4 hours. I have no clue. I wake up, Nab is gone, and all of a sudden there's like cold pizza on the countertop. She's like, hey, do you want some pizza? I'm like, yeah. I'm thinking it's like, oh, we got back maybe 5:36. I'm thinking maybe it's 7:30. It's 11 fucking p.m.
Yeah, at night.
At night! So, I was very confused. I was very frazzled. All of a sudden, I started to come back to life, and I'm hungry. So, God bless Tara and Tark. They fed me some pizza. I had some cheesecake, and then I went to bed.
Yeah,
bedroom.
Yeah, in the bedroom that I sleep in when I go there, which is very comfortable, very nice, very
lovely.
Very cold.
Yes.
And so that's what you did over the weekend. And I heard a firsthand account.
Yeah, woke up. Tara and I were having coffee. We're doing our yoga, stretching it out, talking. It's fucking awesome.
Was Tara down with all this, Bubba, or did she not really? She wasn't really anticipating a sleepover happening.
I don't think she was anticipating the sleepover,
but she didn't mind it.
She didn't mind it. She just is like, I didn't know that she was going to spend the night, or I would have, made sure, I guess maybe.
Have more snacks in the house or something?
I didn't even eat that much because I was so fucked up. Right. I wasn't even hungry.
But then Tara did say, I don't know what is up with this bitch, but she, I think, went from my house in the morning directly to another brunch.
I did.
She's like, I don't know what this bitch is up to. Like, this bitch is just I think she's a professional bruncher.
I really am. I've never done the back-to-back brunch before. And
going home.
No, I went home.
Oh, did you?
Home, I showered, and then was back out in 45 minutes going to another brunch, another fucking brunch.
Bubba, what seemed professional about her falling out until 11 p.m. as far as making her a professional bruncher?
Well, you're a professional
it's like I'm
bruncher.
Paid for it.
You're a professional bruncher when you've gotten so fucked up from the first brunch, the Saturday brunch. First of all, you're a professional bruncher when you're brunching on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Because most brunches is Sunday, dude.
Right, but I really packed it in this
so
weekend.
So she's like, fuck it, I'm going to be a fucking extra,
degenerate bruncher.
And on her Saturday brunch, she got so fucked up on her Saturday brunch that she had to go a dry Sunday brunch because she was still hungover from the Saturday brunch.
Yeah, I was like, let's not rock the boat.
That's what makes you a fucking degenerate professional bruncher.
Okay, all right, degenerate's the good word there.
Right.
Okay,
it was
perfect.
Fun.
So now,
a lot of brunching.
So you go now. So your brunch Saturday went
till 11:15 a.m. the following day.
Noon to noon, basically.
Yes, it was about a 24-hour turnover.
Noon to noon, bitch went hard in the paint.
So fucking hard in the paint. Because here's the thing, which is not the smartest thing to do, but I didn't really have time to eat.
Noon to noon, Seth.
I didn't eat probably until 2:30 on Saturday, and I already had at TPC, and I already had a drink or two in me. So if you've ever started drinking on an empty stomach, boy, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
Bubba, how about some weekend programming like once a month called Brunch with Anna, where she just stays on the air for 48 hours straight?
And we bring the brunch to her.
We bring the brunch and the friends and everything like that. Just whatever happens, happens.
I'll do that. I'll be a brunch hoe.
So then what was the hours of the brunch on Sunday? Was it a little bit abbreviated?
Much more measured, at least on my part. I got there probably about 1 and went to about 6.
Did Naba participate on Sunday?
No. Different group of friends.
Did Tara pick up the bill for the one
guys? We fought her for it, especially me drunk. I was really trying to fight. I was trying to grab it out of her hand. Naba was trying to throw credit cards at her, but it just didn't work.
She's so fucking rich. It's pathetic. I went to give her
$250
for the dinner because I was trying to figure it all up. I figured it was right around five.
Oh, shit, man.
And so I tried to get to give her, I had $250, actually 240. I had 240 out in cash. And I'm like, please, Tara, it's my, you know, mom's my responsibility too. You know, we're it's just you and I. You don't always have to pay. And she's like, no, no, stop, stop. And I'm like, so please take it. And she wouldn't take it. So then I tried to give it to Tariq, and then she told Tariq, don't you fucking, and she gave him one.
He would have taken it and gone right to the dispensary.
Yeah, he would. You're exactly right.
Mommy won't know that I'm taking that money out of her account if I got cash.
If he can, if he can backside cash some to me, he gets you one of those.
Tariq is very nice, man.
Yeah, he is a very patient man, very, very nice man. So that was your weekend.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Seth had a completely opposite weekend of yours. He's going through just, I'm not trying to bring it up on the podcast to make anything sad or anything like that, but he's going through something that probably all of us have had to go through one time or another, and that's putting that dog down. You know, Lummy, you put down what, Turner?
Walker. Fletcher, jeez.
Walker?
You put down Walker?
Holy fuck, dude.
Fletcher.
You put down Fletcher about a year ago.
You mean Fowler?
I put down Pookie.
Sorry.
Just about absolute fucking kills you because you've been, this animal has been a part of your life. It grew up with your daughter.
Yeah.
It's helped it. You associate good times and bad times and places where you lived with this dog. And there's not a more loyal thing than a good dog. A damn good dog.
Right.
That just truly love. Like Seth, if that dog really knew how fucked up in the head you were, they would be like, you know, dogs don't judge.
She
like
knew
that,
though, man.
Your dog loves you.
And just for the record, sometimes pit bulls make great pets.
They do.
Sometimes they do.
They do.
A lot of times they fucking don't, but sometimes pit bulls make great pets.
My Bella does.
Hope you hear that, motherfucker.
But she knew. Like, she probably knew you intimately, and that, like, as far as, like,
when I would go
outside, she knew your little idiosyncrasies and everything.
When it would be late at night and I'd be like outside.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'd throwing up or sick or something like that. Like, she would always be at the door, you know, wanting to come out because I always felt like she wanted to be with me.
Or help you. Yeah, or just whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And today, Seth, at 3 o'clock, they're putting
what, oh, Ribby. Shame.
What's her name?
Ribby.
Ribby?
Ribby, like a RBI in baseball.
Oh, like a Ribby. Okay, Ribby, yeah. Ribby. Down. Now, Ribby does have a sister, though, right?
Yeah, thanks, Anna. Piper, who's 12, who's doing good. She's doing good, but they, you know, it's a...
It's kind of a shakedown.
Did you ever read Where the Red Fern Grows? Kind of like that.
No. But I will tell you this, Seth. I will tell you this. It's kind of a fucking... The whole putting...
It's $800, Bubba.
I know. It's a fucking shakedown.
I know.
Meanwhile, it's $79.99 at SPCA. You bring him in. You know, it's not...
I know,
it's
Bubba.
Not nearly as... It's not nearly as...
Humane.
Well, no, no. It's the same process.
No, I know.
It's
but I mean, like, they do it where they're comfortable.
They do it... Whereas Seth is having the service where they come to your home.
Yeah.
And they do it in the comfort of the home, which is really... Some people say really, really better for the animal because they're not as scared and stuff. But I've always done it where I went to the facility and was with them while they, you know, euthanized them. I didn't just hand them off and let them be by themselves.
But
I
you was, like the $79.99 deal?
No, and it's more like it's more like I think it's more like $249.
Oh, I thought okay,
but they get you with the urn and then the paw print and a piece of clay with a picture.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an upsell for
them.
Well,
the one that comes to the home, that usually is included, unless you want a double print.
Yeah, we're getting the ashes. And then Phoebe started to kind of get Ribby's paw prints yesterday and stuff like that.
Shame.
So
yeah. And they suggested that maybe little Sethy not be there, but Phoebe's was like, well, no, maybe she needs to be here to start that process.
Listen, I know that there's experts and stuff, but I just go by it. My whole life is to go by feel. And so, yeah, they said to have...
I don't think there are experts. You know, people may think they're an expert in this particular area, but I don't think there is.
There's always room to learn. I don't know if that means you're an expert.
I think every
or not.
Family has its own dynamic, and and your family can, you know, how your family needs to deal with it is your family's business.
Well, I don't want my daughter to know. Like, I told you that Ribby was at the end of her life the other day. I felt like that was good enough for her to know. Phoebe flat out told her last night. She, of course, doesn't really fully understand at almost 7, you know, life and death and all this other shit. So I wasn't too happy about that.
Like, she didn't respond well?
Did you cut a promo on Phoebe?
No, I just thought that, you know, today, like, we're having her get, you know, picked up by, you know, one of her friend's moms, and they're going to go, and she's going to take her out, you know, while we're handling things at home. And
right. I see.
I just felt like, you know, if she said bye to Ribby like normal and then came home, and we kind of explained things. I just felt like that might be better than her having this in her head all day of like,
right.
We got to make sure Ribby's last few
so
hours
she really
awesome.
Knows the truth of what's happened to Rib, and you kind of wanted to kayfabe her a little bit.
She asked if when Ribby goes to sleep, if she's going to be playful again, you know, and like doggy heaven. Cause,
I hope you said yeah, of course.
Yeah, because she's been, you know, she's been a little bit older since we had our daughter, so.
Right.
Yeah, Bubba, I mean, that's why I'm pretty numb right now. I mean, everybody loves their dog. Me going into my dog and all that isn't different from how everybody else feels.
I can't even give you fuckboy status on this because I'm just.
No, everybody is,
no, I'm
man.
As tore up as you. Like, I was. Even more so. I mean, I was a basket case with Pookie. I was an absolute. And then incorporate a young child, having to, you know, incorporate that as well. I can see where you would be just a fucking basket case.
It's the only memory I have of my father crying between the ages of maybe like 0 and 21 is my dad crying over when we had to put our dog down.
Oh
yeah, and I never saw my dad cry ever, and I saw him weep after that. So it's rough and it sucks.
Yeah, so my daughter looked at me last night. She's like, "Are you crying?" And I was like, "I wish I was."
Allergies.
But then I go, "No." I was like, "It's my allergies." She goes, "Well, you should be crying." And I was like, "What the fuck, man? I'm trying to be strong
Jesus,
here. I'm trying to be fucking strong, man. You know,
no party words for you.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?" So yeah, Bubba. I mean, they do it. I don't want to say it's a shakedown because they provide such an excellent service that I wish was around. You know, when people had to take their dogs to, you know, the SPCA or whatever it is, because dogs know when they're at the vet, like, and the majority of them hate it and freak out. So that's what you're trying to avoid, you know, by having them come to your house. But yeah, I mean, luckily they have a payment plan, so we only owe $280 today. But I would love to work any overtime if you have coming up, Bubba, because this wasn't worked into my monthly
budget.
To pay
budget. For the Rainbow Bridge.
Good
Rainbow
Lord.
Bridge fund.
I actually thought it was like, hey, a couple $100, you know, they knock out a few of these a day. They're making a good living, but
no,
yeah, 800.
They're knocking out a few a day, about 10 a day at 800 a copy.
I know.
10 G's a day.
I know. It's like I want to. I'm sure.
Give me a needle and some TT99 juice. I'm going to go in business with you, Seth.
I mean, we'll
show up in the smart car with little dog ears on there. You know.
Well, you got to take them with you, Bubba. I guess the dog could fit in the bag.
No, I mean, based on what, you know, like a little dog will take
the smart car,
and a bigger dog will take the pickup truck, throw it in the bag.
Oh, I figured the cream machine.
Isn't it kind of crazy though? I just thought that it's rare you hear of a dog just dying naturally. You know, like they're always put down, and we don't do that with humans at all.
Well, it seems like, but
well,
with dogs,
rarely.
With dogs, they give you like a kind of a ramp down period.
This like, was,
like, like dogs just don't fall over like, you know.
I mean, they eventually will, obviously.
Well, yeah,
eventually. So do humans.
But usually dogs have signs of like, usually they'll start soiling themselves.
I mean, so do humans. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, but you know. But
I wish we provided that same sort of humanity to human beings, but we don't.
Well, where they can come kill you at home?
I think we have. Yeah. Aren't there some illegal?
Some places, yeah, like in the Netherlands and shit. But I mean, in the Canada. U.S., Canada and stuff. But euthanasia, I think, is illegal.
That's a slippery slope.
Isn't Kevorkian still up and running somewhere?
Nah, I don't think so.
But he was the dude that would do that,
grandma,
right?
He was, yes, Dr. Death.
What if grandma, she just can't communicate that well, and she wants to stay alive, and you know the family makes this decision. Hey,
sorry,
grandma,
bitch, we need that inheritance ASAP, Rocky.
Depends what's in the savings. Tuesday, the savings.
Tuesday at 5, grandma's taking the lick. They're coming over there with the big. With
she's
the big,
like,
Bubba, let's not lie. Let's go ahead and make up some numbers. I bet 10% of senior citizens are poisoned every day just so people can get their estate.
Easy
10%.
Or you don't even have to do that. You do passive euthanasia, so you just don't feed them anymore. You know what I mean? You don't actively kill them. That's poisoning them or stabbing them. It's called passive euthanasia.
Just pull the feeding tube.
Which is the least humane way to do it, ironically.
Yeah. I don't know where. I don't think they euthanize
people.
People.
I saw a movie where they did it. Like, I think it was a Kevorkian movie where they like went down with like a van. They drove down.
Well, that's Kevorkian though. He's one of a kind.
Wasn't he put in prison for like 20 years for that?
Maybe not 20.
Hey Alexa, how long did Jack Kevorkian spend in prison?
From LATimes.com, Kevorkian served 8 years in prison. Mm.
Wow.
What state? Was it Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan. And his deal was, man, just, you know, call up and I'll come over and here's the deal. I need to have, and he had all these forms and stuff that you had to fill out. And
so it was like voluntary.
Yeah, and like in all kinds
of agency.
Yeah. And I think the person that he was euthanizing, when they had their bearings about themselves, they had to opt into it back then when they could make sounder decisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they had that, and then they had, you know,
it was all legal beagle.
You know, it was as legal as he thought it was till he got eight fucking years.
Yeah.
Well,
it's illegal when you're getting 8 years.
It looks like it's legal in 9 states in the U.S.
Yeah.
Huh. Which states? I wonder. Blue ones, obviously.
California, Colorado, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Maine, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon. That's it.
Jersey's the closest one.
Jersey.
I think more people should be allowed to be put down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If they're at the, you know, you're at the end, and I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
Bubba.
You got a terminal illness. You're like you said, you're in so much pain every day. You're like, just take me the fuck out with some dignity, please.
But like we were talking about, as far as like putting dogs down, to fucking make that decision, to feel like you are deciding,
your God.
It's hard for me to deal
with
that.
I'm sure that yours was vet suggested, just like mine was.
Oh no, this wasn't vet suggested. This was suggested by us.
Oh, I mean, okay. I mean, your vet's been treating your sick dog though, hasn't it?
She's not. I mean, it's tough to say that she's sick, but I mean, she's every doctor's appointment she's had has been good. She's just at an age now where. She's been falling down for a while, and I came in the other day from work. I don't remember, Thursday or Friday, and she was stuck in a corner like I had never seen her before, and she was crying, and she never
like having a seizure kind of deal.
No, I mean, yeah, but she actually has had many seizures in the past, but mm-hmm. she was just stuck in the corner, and she had, you know, gone to the bathroom, and we're just like, we don't want her to have to. We don't want to.
Well,
leave.
You don't even need a doctor to show you those signs.
No.
She's showing you those signs.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like you guys, you know, are down on your luck and you can't, you know, afford the extra $42 a month it costs to feed her. She's showing you that she's at the end
it's
of
time
her.
To go.
Like,
yeah,
yeah. There's no doctor that needs to prescribe that. You know, that's.
I think you know your dog better than anyone, and you know what's right.
Right. You do. You do know your dog better than anybody.
Yeah. So it's, you know, so that's, you know.
No, I do. I would have a problem with somebody that, you know, just didn't want their dog anymore. But I also think that the people that do it, they see the condition of your dog, and I don't think that they would do it if you brought like a puppy up there that's just bouncing around on full life.
I
don't think that they would do that. I don't think.
I don't know. There might be people where if like their dog goes into the, you know, the bathroom in their house one time that they end up, you know, wanting to put the dog down because they think the dog's, you know, going downhill. I don't know, Bubba. But
I would think that the people that do the dog euthanasia, like they have to have like almost a somewhat of a moral compass where they see the symptoms of the dog and how
they also know her age though too. You know, right, she's not a young dog,
right? Like, you know, say, hey, this is a 4-year-old beagle that just poops on the ground too much, and he's, you know, and
I've had enough.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can you take him to the Rainbow Bridge? Because I can't clean. He has ruined 3 white sofas, and I can't take it anymore.
Or at least, can you make this look like a kidnapping?
A runaway.
Yeah, where they hold the dogs for ransom, like in L.A.
A runaway. I mean, that's what you know. I think my dad took, like, over my, when I was a kid, I think he took, well, remember Inky Lummy?
Yes.
The one that you put in the fucking dryer with the potatoes?
I was like 1 or 2. I was so mean to Inky. We had this cat named Inky, and he was black, all black cat, and he was...
Did you call him anything else?
No, just Inky.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'd say one other thing. Inky want to choke, and then I'd choke him out.
Dude.
Inky want to choke?
Not good.
And so then I'd put him underneath the couch cushions and jump on him, and then...
And you're still in fucking PETA? This is worse than Mike Vick.
And then one time, my mom, you know, back in the day, remember how your mom would buy like a bag full of potatoes, like in a big brown bag, and they keep them kind of in the laundry room, you know?
Yeah.
Somewhere where it was kind of cold and dry. Well, my mom kept her potatoes right next to the dryer, her big sack full of potatoes. Well, one time I put the Inky in the dryer with about 2 pounds of potatoes and turned it on. And Inky got knocked the fuck out. Like, they thought.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
I hear laughter.
I was a complete fucking degenerate as a kid.
I hear lots of laughter.
And so my mom, I absolutely get my fucking ass whipped. I mean, I got my ass whipped.
I hope you
whipped.
Got pelted with fucking potatoes.
And my dad comes.
He puts you
my
in the
dad,
dryer.
My dad comes home.
He wouldn't fucking fit.
My dad comes home and Inky is just sitting there laying down, like kind of like with concussion protocol.
Like she just got done with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, like literally, like knocked the fuck out, but it's kind of breathing still. And so my dad kind of shakes it up a little bit and says, "Inky, Inky, 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 Inky." And finally, Inky kind of came to. Thank God.
That cat can't talk.
Well, hold on. Oh. Then I got another ass whipping. Once Inky was okay, I got another ass whipping. And then my dad and mom, one day, I think my dad took Inky like on the way to work and dumped him out on a field or something. And my dad told me that Inky went on vacation.
Yeah, my dad told me the same thing. I had a cat, all black cat named Blackie.
Named Blackie?
I'm sorry.
I named it Blackie.
Yeah, that's original.
We weren't creative with our cat names back then.
No, and we went on vacation. My dad was not on our vacation. And when we came back, Blackie ran away. Mm-hmm. And then we found it later in our old neighborhood.
That sounds
Wait,
so
what the,
terrible.
Did your dad kill at Blackie?
No,
Blackie,
you relocate
got dropped
him.
Off. Yeah,
relocate
dropped
him
off in our old neighborhood.
Usually, you take
was
him.
Blackie allowed to come inside the house? Was he an indoor Blackie or an outdoor Blackie?
He was both.
Ours was an indoor Inky, and Inky, you just take him about, you know, 3 or 4 neighborhoods down, and then drop him off, and then hope that some kid finds him and be like, "Mom, I found this cat. It needs a good home," and then it gets rehomed.
Because the cat would be nice and already knows how to like be inside.
Would you feed your Blackie, or are you? Wouldn't feed your Blackie.
I was really good to Blackie.
You were good to feed Blackie.
Why did they get rid of Blackie?
Blackie was very. He used to rip screens. And,
yeah.
Would
he like steal
roof.
Stuff? Take things? And
he'd end up on the roof. But
he wasn't a looter. Shithead.
He was damaging the house for a cat.
Yeah, now, I don't even know that in
did
today.
He had some cool sneaks on?
I don't even know in today's world. I don't think I think it's inhumane to declaw your cat.
Yeah.
But back in the day, man, they'd rip him right on out because we got Butch. One of my cats was Butch. And we got him declawed because he would hang on the screens when he wanted to come in.
That's what my Blackie would do.
And that just tore your fucking screens up. Yep. And your dad would get full fucking hot that he had to go down to Sears and get new screens because the fucking cat was hanging on him.
Because of Blackie. Like goddamn Blackie.
So, you know.
They literally. Obviously.
Cats got mad fucking hops.
They
sure really
do.
Cats
They're
got,
very athletic animals.
Cats got fucking Michael Jordan type hops,
they
man.
Sure
they
do.
Really do.
So, that Blackie can jump, boy.
So, like, if, you know, it's at the door meowing trying to get in because it's nighttime and you're not paying attention to it. It just will go and find out what bedroom you're in and then jump.
Yep,
I mean,
Blackie
jump
got hops.
With their 37-inch vert.
Exactly.
Jump right up
banging,
to that fucking.
Yep.
Then they jump. And then you open the window up and they're like this. They're just right there, trying to get in.
Meow.
Exactly.
And then, you know, your dad gets full fucking hot after he's changed out the screens 3 times. And next thing you know, Inky and Blackie are three neighborhoods over.
Yeah, living a new life.
Now, did you see
subsidized housing?
Did you see Blackie like once he was gone for a while? Did you see him?
Yep.
And what happened?
He came up to me, and actually, we had another cat do the same thing called Rambo. That was my brother's cat. They both somehow made it to the same neighborhood. That was probably about a half a mile, and I rode my bike, and I just see this black cat that's following me, and I got down, and I said, Blackie, come here, and the cat ran over to me.
Now, did that about tear you up?
Yeah, because then I went home with the cat, and Blackie disappeared again.
So your dad's like, listen, I've already relocated in the witness
protection
program.
Thought he found the cat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then my dad said Blackie must have run back to its new home. So
so Blackie got exactly one day.
Yep, I went to school and Blackie supposedly ran away again.
Yeah.
What is with all these just dropping them off in other neighborhoods and not worrying about coyotes getting them? Unless
that was before the coyote and before the people, like, you know.
Wasn't.
Before the coyote.
You think there's been less development?
The coyotes just came out in 2023, 2024.
You'd have to worry about raccoons.
Yeah, we were on the beach. We didn't have coyotes there.
Yeah,
but you had cars. Oh.
Blackie was agile.
Blackie got hit by a car.
Listen, my cat Butch, and I don't even know that you could do this nowadays unless you lived in the country. We lived in a little suburb, Rosemont edition, 1915 Rosemont, Warsaw, Indiana.
Fuck yeah.
And Butch would, like, in the morning, go out. Like, we didn't even have an indoor cat box because he shit outside. We had him trained. So he would go out in the morning.
He's an outdoor Butch.
Mom would fix him, like, give him his meow mix or just some real generic, the cheapest fucking cat food you could find.
Sure.
And
Nine Lives meow mix hard. And, like, you know, Butch, when it was, my mom would buy, like, one can of wet food and then mix that in a little bit, put a little topper on top of it. So Butch would get and that one can would last for like one, she would, you know, siphon it out for like 5 days. So Butch barely got any wet food, but he loved the fuck out of the wet food. But he'd get some meow mix, mix him with a little wet food. And then when we would go out to go to the bus, he would go out with us. But he wouldn't usually follow us. He had his own shit to do. And so there was the Marshalls next to us. They had a cat named Tom.
And Tomcat?
Yeah, and it was a Tomcat. And him and Butch would fucking hang out. And literally, nice. Butch would stay out all day. And about 5, 6 o'clock, he'd come meowing at the front door or the back door, one of the two doors, meowing.
And like that?
Or scratching on the door. And you'd let him back in, and he'd be in for the night. He'd already eaten, and mom only fed him once a day. But he, like, of course, he knew what time dinner was, so he'd beg, and we'd like throw him some table scraps. That's the worst thing to do.
Yeah,
but he never shit inside. He was, you know, and he spent literally, you know, 12 to 14 hours outside all day.
Mm.
And sometimes, like, we would go to bed like, you know, like 8 or 9 or something, and he wouldn't be back yet.
Sucks for his ass.
So he'd be outside and you'd hear him fighting. And have you ever heard two cats fighting?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and they go fucking crazy. Well, he got his ass whipped one time when we moved to this other neighborhood. And a raccoon or a possum or something other than a cat got into him. And we had to put Butch to sleep because he had like a brain abscess or something like that. And they finally had to put, he was the first animal we had to put down was Butchie because he was an outdoor fighting cat.
Yeah, but your dad took Inky and just left him to die somewhere.
Inky probably ended up being just a great cat for somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't even imagine doing that. Now, could you, Seth, can you imagine like if you had a cat or a dog that Phoebe and little Phoebes wanted, and they brought it. And after a week, it wasn't really working out or nothing. You know, you're just not feeling the vibe. It's kind of naughty. It's kind of causing some, like, you know, you would do the right thing and probably take it back to the shelter or something. Not take it three neighborhoods down and just kick it the fuck out. Like, you can't, grizzled back then.
I would at least put up a secret Facebook post that Phoebe couldn't read that would said, hey, anybody want a free dog? You know, I would at least go that route before I just, you know, let them off on Dan Mabry or something like that.
Right, nice. Exactly. You try to, you know.
All right, at least let the little fucker off with, like, Chevelle or Avila, like, you know, one of the mansions.
Take it to a nice neighborhood?
Yeah, around here. Maybe a ball player grabs him.
There you go.
I'm not going to drop him off in, you
Kansas
know.
Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop him off in Largo or anything like that, you know?
Drop it off from Tony Dungy's house. He'll take anything.
Let me, what'd you do this weekend?
Friday, went to this new brewery that opened in Tampa. And then
what's it called?
Magnanimous. I don't know. It's
magnanimous?
A weird name. Yeah, magnanimous.
Where's that at?
It's not what
Where's that at? Where is that and who all attended?
In Florida and Hillsboro, it's a third one that they've opened. Ashley Walker, myself, and two friends.
All right, so that's Friday night.
Yep, and then Saturday just worked on the other house, and Sunday.
How you come now? How's the other house coming along?
Good. It's like 90% done.
Now, are your plans eventually to move that and sell Wesley Chapel, or Airbnb it, or stay in Wesley Chapel and Airbnb this?
Yeah, rent whatever the market.
Nice.
Which one are you gonna? Are you gonna stay in Wesley and move to Tampa, or?
He doesn't want to stay in Wesley anymore when he's got to make that drive every single day here.
Yeah, probably. I mean, the goal, because it's so centrally located, is to probably go to Tampa and rent out the Wesley Chapel one to some Indian people.
To a Patel?
Yeah.
Why? Because they got money, bro.
And they're moving in like fucking raccoons.
Why don't you just sell it?
What the fuck?
You say like
they're
raccoons.
They're moving in raccoons.
I didn't say that.
That's allowed. That's what they even say.
So
rent it, just have income.
Yeah, I mean, why not sell it and just get that big hit and be done with it rather than deal
mortgage
with fucking
so low
passive
on it.
Income?
Yeah,
forever,
mortgage is so low
presumably.
On it. We can make like 3-4 times what the mortgage is on
That's
rent.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, I mean, the Indian people are usually clean. And
look at your setup, buddy.
Usually clean.
Yeah, you should take financial advice from Bubba, actually. I think that's a great idea.
Bubba, when you say they're clean, do you mean like they're like physically clean or like
they take their shoes off in the house?
Yes, you mean like they don't have a record or anything like that?
All throughout everything. They take their shoes off.
All of the above.
They keep themselves clean and they don't have a record. So.
Sometimes they smell like curry, but that's okay.
That's fine. That's just fresh paint on the walls.
Speaking of curry, don't we got curry leaves coming in?
Yeah, they actually have to move it till the end of the month now.
Okay.
That's fine.
And have they reopened it yet or not?
No, that's why
they have to reopen.
Yep.
Okay, right.
It's
and I got to tell you, having opened up several different restaurants, you very rarely open the day that you think you're going to. Like, because you got some health inspector that says your fucking hood vent system's not
right.
Quite. Like, it's just it's any
something.
Little. And when you're dealing with food and refrigeration and. And you know your soda.
What's the governing body?
Lines.
The F.
With the FDA.
Is it FDA? Yeah, food and drug. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
FDA. I thought there was another governing body.
But you have a food and beverage. Each municipality has their own, you know, food and beverage
right,
department.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you got to get in all of your, you know, bathrooms have to be a you know handicap compliant. You know, all of your. Your Coke and soda lines have to be new after a certain amount of time. It's just, you know, all your ice bins have to be inspected. Your grease traps. I mean, it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
they'll always walk in and find some kind of bullshit that delays you for a couple weeks. You know,
yeah,
and cost you
Which
10
annoying.
And cost
you like
10 extra grand.
The soft opening, the hard opening.
Well, that's why that Lucky Dill place down the street closed down because it took them a year and a half to open because they couldn't pass the inspections.
Did you see that Charlie's is moving in there?
Yeah, they're going to tear
Charlie's
it all down.
Charlie's is moving?
Yeah.
Well, I think Charlie's is part of this
they're a little restaurant group.
No, but isn't that part, aren't they taking, isn't Charlie's part of, because the hotel right by Charlie's got raised.
Yep.
It just got knocked down. And I think Charlie's is in that.
It is.
It's scheduled to be knocked down.
Yep. Is that a higher echelon than Burns?
Same.
Same?
Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
Now, let me, did they close Eddie V's and they're making something out of Eddie V's too? Did you see that?
Yeah, they're redoing all of that. And there was another restaurant that they closed down. I think they're redoing Eddie V's.
No, hold on. Redoing it? My ass.
They're building a new one, I think.
You should see it. Like they tore it to complete. Redoing it is like a remodel. But they have torn it all the way the fuck down and they're starting new construction.
That's what I mean. They're rebuilding one because I can't remember what it was, but they shut it. They shut another restaurant down, tore it down. And then they're going to open up Eddie V's, whereas that one was. And then they're putting a new concept where Eddie V's was. But Charlie's is supposed to be huge.
Yeah, and it's going to be that whole... I've been always wondering, where who was going to buy that fucking bit of real estate at Cypress and West Shore? It's right on the corner. It was an old rental car kind of deal. It's a ton of square footage, and people have been hanging on to that land for a long time. I wonder what they got for just the land on that deal. Yeah. I bet you the land was $10 million, if not more.
Oh yeah, easy.
If not more. And it says it'll be open by 2025.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if Charlie's has to be out like next year.
No, I'm thinking Charlie's, I don't know. I mean, in the perfect world, I think Charlie's has been around. Now, is Charlie's a franchise or is it single?
There's one in Orlando. They're owned by a family, or I guess it's a family talk. It's called Talk of the Town, and they have some other restaurants.
But not like kind of maybe like the size of Jeff Chiarigante kind of deal?
Yes, yeah. Yep, exactly.
Did
like
you
that.
See Seth where Portnoy went to for Beachy?
I did. What did he give their pizza?
They've not released it yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, they haven't released it.
Interesting. Yeah, that's my favorite spot in town. So it'll be interesting to see what he gives them. I mean, that pizza's fucking great, but it all depends on, you know, what he's into.
Yeah, it depends.
He likes New Haven style, thin crust, nice undercarriage.
Right.
Not no flop.
What's New Haven style?
Yeah, I don't know. It's New Haven.
It's weird. Yeah,
I don't
think it's like from New Haven.
I could just identify if I saw it, but
New
I can't
Haven,
really.
Connecticut, maybe.
It's like
or something?
Thin, yeah, thin crust, really kind of cooked, well done, nice undercarriage. She doesn't like flop at all. None of that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
and then the other thing is, Lummy, don't you think that somebody needs to send Pat McAfee down and say, hey, you know, listen, motherfucker, there's probably one guy at ESPN you don't want to get a lot of fucking heat with, and that's Stephen A. Smith.
Well, he first started with what, one of the presidents, I think it
was? Like, yeah, like some guy like in charge of talent. He's been going, yeah. Can I tell you, this? I read every story about McAfee and Stephen A. Smith. It seems like it was absolutely nothing. They said that McAfee called Stephen A. Smith a motherfucker, that Stephen A. Smith banned Pat McAfee from First Take, and now they've both come out and said Pat McAfee's coming on First Take, you know, every single day during the season next year, and that they're both all good.
Again.
Right, I mean, did you guys see anything else? That's all I saw.
Fucking outrage.
Yeah.
Hold on,
ESPN made the big decision to bring on Pat McAfee, you knew there was going to be some drama and a lot of tension surrounding it. We've seen so many big headlines, whether it's from what happened on his show, whether it's from some form of censorship.
Who's this dude?
Sports Wars. There it's Aaron Rodgers and all of his appearances on the Pat McAfee
show. Isn't that amazing? Now, you just need to, like, you know, a little fucking closet to be able to, you know, put your likeness in the corner, come up with these big-ass stories. That's all you need.
Go. But you also knew internally that there was going to be people that got into drama, especially when you got two people as big as Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee. Stephen A. Smith, who has been the face of failing ESPN for years now.
Is ESPN failing?
I mean, he has huge drama at woke ESPN, so I would imagine that he's not a fan.
Yeah.
And we already heard some comments from Stephen A. in public about, you know, Pat McAfee doesn't have to be as polished because he's a white guy. I'm a black guy, so it's harder for me. Blah, blah, blah. Well, it looks like behind the scenes there has been a decent amount of drama between these two guys. Motherfucker. No. Big-time sports commentators Pat McAfee, Stephen A. Smith reportedly got into a heated phone call. And this is all coming from the New York Post. Both of them have responded and put out statements on this, both Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee, at least not like a video response or anything like that, but in terms of responding specifically to the New York Post. ESPN stars Pat McAfee, Stephen A.
Boom. I could give a fuck.
I mean, there's nothing there, but.
Right. Stephen A. Thanks. Smith literally came out and was like, I root for everyone on my team. Like, he totally babyfaced it.
No, he probably had to do that.
It was, Bubba, they said it was over creative differences. It wasn't like there was anything, like, juicy. It's stuff that happens probably every single day in every single business. It's stuff that happens on the sidelines of football games when there's disagreements, like Travis Kelce knocking over Andy Reid. I mean, Pat McAfee called him a motherfucker. Big deal. I mean, no one's losing their job over that.
I just feel like McAfee really needs, being from a guy that probably thought he was all that more so than I'm probably was not really easy to work with on some instances.
Do you want to be his mentor?
No, but I think somebody needs to tell him,
brother,
back the fuck down. I could have been easier to work with and probably would have bettered my career. And he's now on top, and when you get on top, you think you're invincible, and you know, I think that he's kind of acting. I think Pat McAfee's kind of acting that way. I think he needs to back it down a notch. I think he's very talented. I think he, I think he's
in his world,
untouchable.
With his world, with his social media numbers, I mean, I don't think he necessarily needs ESPN if they decided that they wanted to go away from him, even though he's getting a shitload of money. I think he could get it from another sponsor. I think that he just, I think he wants to do whatever he wants. I don't think he wants to have a fucking boss or anything. And, you know,
well, then you can't be on ESPN. You got to answer to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I mean, even I answer to somebody, I think.
Like I said, they're very, they are so big in the digital world and TikTok and all that shit that, you know, he could do anything with this program. And that's why ESPN wants him, because he's tapped into the younger generation. And nobody else is coming to them, you know, watching whatever the fuck ESPN has on at, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old.
But did you see that the Larry Bird made an appearance and did a commercial?
Where?
For Allstate. I guess they showed it on the Oscars. I sent it to you.
You did?
I guess it's starting to make rounds because Larry Bird doesn't do anything.
No,
that kind
Larry
of stuff.
Bird. Hold on. Larry is a very good friend of mine, but Larry doesn't even do radio anymore. Like, I, 2 years ago, got a hold of Larry and said, hey, Larry, can I do, you know, where I call you on December 7th, your birthday, bullshit around a little bit? And he's like, Bubba, I promise you, it's not you. It's not that we're not friends. It's not, you know, I'm not telling you not to text me when you visit Indy, and if we're a couple times I've been an Indy Lummy when he still worked for the Pacers, yeah. And I would roll by his office and, you know, spend 15-20 minutes with him, and he'd take me down there, and his office actually overlooked the practice facility.
Oh, nice.
Like where the boys would practice, and I, you know, watched. That's like when they had, God, who the fuck?
Reggie Miller?
No, who's Rick the guy? Smith? Who's the guy that went to Oklahoma? Paul George. Yeah. Paul, it's when they had Paul George. And so, and he's like, but I just don't like doing media anymore. So don't get mad at me.
He doesn't. They had it for the All-Star game where I think he talked to Isaiah Thomas, and there was somebody else where they had, I think, a round table. But yeah, you don't see him do anything at all.
No.
That's why they said, yeah, they said this commercial was like surprising.
He might do like a guest spot on a documentary, but I mean,
yeah,
other than
that's
that,
it. Yeah. You'll see him like maybe on like the Dream Team doc, but it's a one-off. It's not like a long-form interview.
By the way, if you were Larry Bird, why the fuck would you want to do media where people are going to ask you every day who's better, Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Exactly.
I mean, save yourself the fucking trouble, Larry. Stuck in Larry Bird's
attic. And I'm going cuckoo.
Oh, here we
Bird
go.
Bird stuck in Larry Bird's attic. And I'm going cuckoo. What the heck? What you got, Larry? May the best bird win. Rick, you may be a legend on the court, but you're an amateur up here. Heads up, Lair. Get off state.
Plus, they jobbed him out.
Yeah.
Plus, they jobbed him the fuck out.
I wonder what that payday was.
And be protected from mayhem, like me.
I mean.
Now you're the bird stuck in the attic.
I mean, plus,
is he like in a bird costume? I can't.
No, because he's stuck. You can't, he's just stuck in the attic.
This guy's just stuck in Bird's attic.
Larry Bird's attic.
Well, that's Larry Bird stuck.
And I'm going cuckoo. What the heck?
First of all, he would say, "What the fuck is going on?" He'd say, "Dinah, get my shotgun."
What the heck?
What did he got? 5, 10 million?
Oh, I would say at minimum 5.
Okay.
May the best bird win.
And what is Larry going to have, a lacrosse?
Did he play lacrosse?
No,
in his brothers?
No, he never fucking played lacrosse. He'd have a fucking double barrel Indiana white Triz fucking shotgun is what he'd have.
That would have been a
better
commercial.
Blow the guy's fucking face off. And secondly, Larry doesn't even live in a place that would be fucking addicted up like this. You should see Larry. You should see. I think he still owns his place in Naples. You should see his place in Naples.
Oh, really?
May the best bird win.
He spends, what people don't realize, Larry spends more time in Naples than he does in Indiana.
Rick, you may be a legend on the court, but you're an amateur up here. Heads up, Larry. Get off state. Save money and be protected from mayhem. Like me.
Man.
That guy was great on Oz, but he has really taken over those Allstate commercials.
Sure has. It looks like he's actually selling this. He listed it for $4.8 million, the one in Naples.
It's been for sale for a long time.
It's a nice house.
Oh, yeah.
What, Bird's house in Indiana?
No.
Well, I'm looking
at the
Naples
one.
Oh, okay.
Is he living in French Lick?
No. He lives outside of Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Like in Carmel. Meridian Street kind of area, Zionsville. He lives like in the real affluent. I don't know if he still has Larry Bird Ford or not. He used to have Larry Bird Ford, I think, in Martinsville. He had a Ford dealership at one time. And then I don't know that when he went to work for the Pacers, he bought a real big house outside of Indy. I don't know that he is still in that house, and maybe he downsized.
It looks like he was selling that house.
Which one?
The one in Indianapolis, too.
Yeah. Because, you know, at one time he had two kids. And, you know, when you become an empty nester, like, what the fuck? Like, think about this, Seth. Not that you can think about this because it's so far from now. But what's little Sethy? Seven?
Yeah.
So let's say little Sethy either, one, goes to a community college, stays with you throughout her college, which it wouldn't be uncommon, and then goes out on her own eventually, 22, 23, or she leaves at 18 and goes to FSU or the Gators or something like that. All now, all of a sudden, you know, you and Phoebe are what they call empty nesters, and that's when a lot of people will downsize or, you know.
I'm going to turn her room into a fuck pad. I mean, we got it all planned out already. Can't wait for the
empty
nest.
Same with the little girl furniture. Just keep it right in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got a few things that we might keep. But
For the most part,
yeah, it's going to be turned into a fuck pad.
A modern-day fucking sex dungeon.
Modern-day fuck pad / podcast studio. You know, you got to get a couple things done in there. So, yeah.
A fuck pad / podcast studio.
Yeah, you got to
be just counting the 12 years down, aren't you?
You got to have versatile rooms these days if you're going to be deep in the game.
You and Lummy, just think. I mean, you know, what's Walker's aspiration? Do you think he wants to go to college? Do you think
he's fucking two?
I know, but like, Lummy,
what
like,
is wrong with
at
you?
At this current time, I'd have to tell you, he'd want to play
just
sports.
Learned hippopotamus. You think he's talking about college?
When Tyler was two. I already had his first go-kart ready to go, fucking on the track, ready to go. I was training him.
Yeah, because you made that determination, not
your
son. I would
say Walker wants to see tits and play sports.
Well, okay.
So he's like every man that ever existed.
Exactly. Now, if you were to try to push him, be hands-on dad like I was, and try to push him to a sport, what would you do? Like, what sport?
Baseball or, if he has the height, basketball, but...
He'll
have the height.
He's tall as fuck.
Yeah, so baseball or basketball?
Baseball or basketball, yeah. If you have the height.
I mean...
Both are the best sports. I mean, baseball and basketball of the four big... You know, if you got NFL, NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball, you know, the two... least hardest on your bodies, and I think both are guaranteed contracts.
Yes, sir.
Major League Baseball and the NBA.
Would you allow him, Lummy? Would you allow Walker to play football?
You could play football, but yeah. I would push him toward the other sports.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to play football.
Of course, you got to play football, but I mean,
what is there an age limit in your head?
If he sucks at those two, and he's really good at everything.
Now, what if he sucks?
Oh.
Like, what if he's just a big oomph? And he sucks.
Yeah, a big oomph.
He didn't inherit his father's athletic prowess.
Well, then he better fucking learn how to like work video games or a computer then. Become a fucking nerd.
Is there a set age you'd want him to be before you let him play football?
Tackle?
He'd be going out for passes
now like full pads tackles.
He should be going out for fucking passes at two right now.
Oh, he is. His hands suck. They're horrible. He can't fucking catch.
He's two!
We fucking threw him the ball yesterday. I actually hit him right in the fucking eyeball. It was horrible.
And he cried.
No, he actually didn't cry, but he fucking he told mom to go sit down, and she was not allowed to throw the football to him anymore.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
nice. He can't catch a fucking cold.
Now, is he ever going to pass swimming class, or is that going to be?
He's at level three now.
I know. How many levels are there?
Like eight.
Okay.
Well, they teach him like really how to swim.
He'll pass when he's tall enough to just stand up.
You got to get him out of there. Like as soon as he's good enough to be able to throw him in and he can get to the side.
Oh, yeah, he can do that. He graduated that part.
Get the fuck out of there. Well, they're just shaking you down. You know what? Do you think like the next fucking Mark Spitz or something?
Well, that's what Ashley's, you know, she likes teaching him to swim.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
swimmer?
Yeah.
I understand. But if you, it's looking like, you
put
know,
your foot down, Lummy.
I mean, it's looking like he's not going to be a swimmer.
No,
he doesn't die in the pool.
He does help him exercise.
Yes, I mean, for exercise, it's the best.
Keeping his body in shape for stuff.
It is, but just competitively, he's going to probably be built for a different sport competitively. Now, as far as staying in shape, fuck, swimming's the best.
Yeah.
One of them.
Well, as he gets actually, I mean, she was an All-American, so, I mean, but...
I think he's just too big.
Yeah,
I think
he's gonna be
too big. Doesn't that help you?
Not when you're muscular big. Yeah, you know, when, you're, like, when you're 6'7" and you're thin, that's super good.
Yeah, he could be a stud. He could be a stud Michael pitcher Phelps. Then. And if he sucks, I mean, I'm fucked.
Look,
I don't know.
Are you looking at? Are you looking at?
You're still gonna love your son even if he can't play sports.
Are you looking at pitching? Are you looking at infield?
Pitching.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a nice little cannon on him. He's throwing left hand, so that I like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Keep him on the lefty.
Oh, I am.
Right.
Yeah. Keep him on the left. Make him throw left. Let him throw hard and strong. It's gonna be good.
Make him be a lefty.
Oh yeah. I'll let him Uncle Bubba can teach him how to throw left.
No, Uncle Bubba can fucking start this right here and say.
Teach him how to take pills and fall asleep.
That's, you know what, Uncle Bubba is going to do that.
Nap time.
I got 30 minutes to eat. I have to have all my food intact.
I need to be fed in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah. Then I'll take a shower to get the hair gel out of my hair because I cannot sleep with hair gel in my hair. And
have a little cuddle and go to bed.
No, no cuddling. Maybe,
do you ever cuddle her?
Maybe some head, you know? Maybe some head.
Do you ever cuddle her after she sucks you off?
No. Why? I got what I want.
Right. Yeah, that was a
maybe
stupid question.
Maybe scram.
You know,
scram.
I'll tell you what,
you
man, instead of cuddling, maybe a warm wash rag, you know, it'll clean me up a little bit.
A little snack.
I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, for the snack pack? Hell yeah, tapioca? Fuck yeah.
She's running a Jack Shack over there.
See you guys tomorrow. Clem and Kush for the podcast tomorrow. See you later.